This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, this is maybe serendipity. I don't know. But there's a new movie coming out at Tribeca Film Festival called Elvis and Nixon with Michael Shannon. Wee wee. And today, in 1958, was the day that Elvis got drafted into the Army and they shaved his head. I mean, that was, geez Louise, that was what, 58 years ago. It's hard to believe. My daughter, Elvis was certainly one of my faves. But I mean, I think Elvis is one of everybody's faves. The best description I ever heard, well, there were two. One is that someone said when he died that he was the first man who made her want to get up and dance. I'd love to have that written on my tombstone. But it's somewhat not appropriate for me, but nevertheless. And somebody else said he was the first real white, blue-collar, working stiff hero. And part of it was that he sort of took, he was born, he was a southern boy, and he really took sort of spirituals and the African-American sort of songs that he heard and made them, I mean, think about for blue collars in the South. It was kind of an extraordinary thing to do. But when my daughter was very young and I had a car, it was probably the last time I had a car, and Elvis would be on the air, she would say, I'd say, who is that? And she'd say, it's the King, Mama, the King. What can I tell you? All right, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, Elvis fan. We're getting, today is Maundy Thursday, tomorrow's Good Friday. We've got Easter coming up, breathing hard on us. I actually talked about the Easter parade earlier in the week. We should ask people if they have any specific family traditions about Easter. Maybe we should put that up for today. What do you think, Jacob, so that we get it tomorrow?
Sounds good to me.
Because some people do. I told my family tradition, which is incredibly stupid, and I didn't even know it was a family tradition. I didn't know that everybody didn't do it. In that my mom had us convinced that Easter egg hunts were on Monday after Christmas, or after Easter Sunday. Because she had six kids, and doing, Easter eggs and Easter baskets for everybody was sort of expensive. So she had us convinced it was Monday. And so the Monday morning, she'd go down to Walgreens or Woolworths or whatever and buy all of the bunnies and the rabbits, or the bunnies and the baskets and the chocolates and the peeps for half price, or less than that. I think that the drugstores around here have it for 90% off or something. And make all of our little baskets with the fake grass and everything. And the only reason that I realized that everyone didn't do it is in college, I invited everybody to come to my room for an Easter egg hunt. And they all showed up on Sunday, and I said, no, it's tomorrow. So my mother's humiliated me. So my entire life, what can I tell you? So let's put up on Facebook, do you have any family traditions? And I think Passover's coming up soon. The only reason I know, I was in the grocery store, and they had all the macaroons. Macaroons are terrific. Let's see, does it say when Passover is? Easter Sunday is Sunday. Usually they kind of coalesce. I don't know. Do we know when Passover is? Someone will call up and tell me.
Mm-hmm.
National Tartan Day. That doesn't have anything to do with it. Has Passover started? No, it can't possibly have. And my book always has stuff like that in it. I'll tell you what, we'll Google it. I'll Google it while we're doing this.
It says it begins in the evening of Friday, April 22nd, and ends the
wow.
evening of Saturday, April 30th.
Yeah, they're saying the first day of Passover is Saturday, April 23rd. They're a month apart. That's unusual. Wow. They're almost exactly 4 weeks apart. I don't think that happens very often. Because I think they're both lunar, but a month apart? Wow. Who knew? Well, somebody did. You did. You looked it up. So there you
yeah.
go. All right. So for those of you who are expecting the convergence, you're going to have to hold your breath for a very long time. In 1765, Great Britain passed the Quartering Act, which required the 13 colonies to house British troops. That went over really well. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine saying, okay, the people against whom you're rebelling, you gotta put them up in your guest room. And it probably wasn't even the guest room. They probably got the master suite, and you had to go in the guest room. Wow. That's a guts ball, isn't it? You have to... I mean, think about... Did you supposedly... Syrian army is taking back Syria from ISIS today?
Really?
I just saw a documentary called After Spring about... Did you know there are more refugees in displacement camps now than any time since World War II?
Really?
I think the figure was something like 60 million people are displaced at this moment. A lot from Syria, but not only from Syria. It's an extraordinary problem. On this day in 1837, Canada gives African Canadian men the right to vote. Think about that. I mean, that was, 30 years before the United States did it. Go Canada.
Yeah.
In 1854, which is at least 12 years before slavery was abolished in the United States, it was abolished in Venezuela. One of the reasons I like doing this kind of thing is it really does give you a perspective, because I think the United States, we're a little arrogant about, you know, how we're the bastion of democracy and we're the shining light for the rest of the world. Well, yes and no. I mean, there are other countries that have lapped us a bit on things like civil rights, which doesn't mean anything other than it gives us room for improvement. There's always room for improvement. This day in 1896, A.S. Popov makes the first radio signal transmission in history. Dun, dun, dun. As opposed to Marconi, which was, I think, a while later. In 1900, Robert Anderson Van Wyck, for whom the traffic jams are named, broke ground for the Rapid Transit Railroad, which would link Manhattan and Brooklyn. 1900. Think about how prescient that was, right? That's, 2016, so that's 116 years ago that he broke ground for a subway system. I think ours is the oldest in the country. There's an article today about, and when I first looked at it, I thought it was talking about the Netherlands, because it was talking about Holland, Michigan, which if you read things too quickly, you think, well, Holland, you know what? it turns out the city council decided that they were going to do some huge renovations in the 80s. So they decided what they were going to do is take wastewater, which apparently is heated, and run it underneath the sidewalks, because they'd tear up sidewalks anyway. And as a result, they saved a huge amount of money. It was really a crapshoot at the time. But the city council, you know why I like the story? Because it shows at a time where politicians really did think about what was good for people. Right?
Yeah.
And it was a gamble. That means it was a political kind of... crap. I mean, you know, things like that don't work. You can lose your job and your credibility and whatever. Let's see when they talked about it. 1988. Because they were already doing massive overhauls. And so they thought, well, you know, why don't we just run pipes with hot water in it under the sidewalk? And they've saved huge amounts on maintenance costs and on shoveling and all sorts of things. And it will deal with up to an inch an hour at 15 degrees, which is pretty impressive. So they're saying it's, you know, good for them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Forward thinking, taking a risk, thinking ahead, thinking what's good for people. So there you go. So every once in a while, it's good to remember that at one point, being called a politician wasn't necessarily a swear word. And I suppose, speaking of Easter baskets, a group in California decided to look at the amount of lead and cadmium, both of which are heavy metals, which are not good for anybody, let alone for kids. They accumulate in the body and cause all sorts of problems. And guess what? They found the two most popular brands of candy in California, which are Ghirardelli and See's, both have more than the required amount. So watch out for the Easter Bunny.
That's nice.
Yeah, I just thought you'd want to know that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a story which on the face of it is really lovely, except I'll tell you what the story is, and then I'll tell you what my surprise was. The story is Starbucks will give away 100% of its food waste to those in need. The reason I was surprised, I mean, it's wonderful that Starbucks is doing that, but I've been working with City Harvest for years, as well as New York Food Bank, and they already have a program where they go to groceries And as far as I know, Starbucks and every place, they go to hospitals, they go to every place that has food, and they have refrigerated trucks, and they deliver food to people who need it within 24 hours. Because the issue about picking up food is always you have to make sure that it's refrigerated to the extent that you don't want to give people salmonella from mayonnaise that's been out too long or anything of that sort. So the issue is not so much collecting the food, but keeping it safe for people. So I think the fact that Starbucks is doing it is great. They're also offering a 50% discount if you bring in your own cup, which I think is great. So buy a Starbucks cup and bring in your own. It's a huge chain. There are like 7,600 Starbucks nationally. They're also, it's kind of surprising just because I guess in this city, I've been working with groups who for so long have been doing this. That it turns out, let me just tell you who they are so you know to patronize them. Support people who support good stuff. Chipotle, of course, Chipotle's got other issues. It's not, they're trying to figure out how to make the food safe for people who are buying it firsthand. That was rude, but true. So Chipotle, KFC, Taco Bell, and Olive Garden all give away some of their surplus food. A lot of places around here, after a certain time of day, will have their food reduced to 50%. France became the first country in the world to pass a law requiring supermarkets to donate unsold food and forbidding them to throw it away, which is great. And, it's one of those win-win situations. And having ridden the truck as well as everything else, it's called food aerobics. Let me tell you about hauling some of that stuff around. Whatever it is, Starbucks, Chipotle, KFC, any of the supermarkets, Walgreens, any of the places that give away the food, get a tax write-off for it as well. Not to mention they don't have to spend any money for disposal. So, and it's feeding people. City Harvest in particular, again, a group that I know a lot about because I've been working with them for years, actually has a storehouse in Brooklyn where they can get food from other parts of the country, and they get it here quickly, and then they disperse it. They actually have food kitchens where you can go, and people can come and get apples or onions or potatoes, and they also have recipes that they give out. Sometimes they have home demonstrations. We throw away, more than half of the food that's bought is not consumed? That's outrageous when you've got so many people who are hungry. So good for individuals to be able to do it. And France, God bless. It turns out that Copenhagen opened its first waste supermarket in February called We Food. It sells food that's damaged packaging or is past its expiry date at a discounted price. And there are places that are doing for ugly fruit. There's actually something called an ugly fruit. So we're not really talking about that particular brand, but just food that fruit is maybe, it's got a spot on it or something. It's not damaged. It's not damaged in any usable way, except it's not as pretty. And quite often there are stores that now have places where you can buy that for at a reduced price. Look, anything that reduces waste and feeds people who are hungry, amen. Alrighty, so I thought we would talk about, what did we decide we were going to talk about? If you could live any place in the world,
yeah,
it would be and why?
Yeah.
All right, where would you live if you could live any place? Any place. Don't worry about cost of living. Don't worry about a job. Just where you'd like to live.
Well, I've never even actually been there, but Amsterdam's always looks cool in pictures.
It is. That wouldn't have anything to do with the legalization of drugs, would it?
No.
Of course, every place is legalizing drugs. I'm just asking. Look, every place is legalizing drugs these days. So.
Right.
And it's not because of anything other than, as we talked about earlier this week,
money.
There's so much money involved.
Yep.
So I think, as Manny pointed out, we did a story, I think, on Monday that said by the year 2020 that marijuana will be, legalized marijuana will be worth, what'd they say, like, $3 billion a year or something.
Wow, I believe it.
Extraordinary amount of money. In Colorado, legalized marijuana is the sales are worth $1 million a month.
Wow.
And that's one state.
That's crazy.
And not a terribly populous state at that. And we're not even talking about the additional revenue from Girl Scout cookies. That's a joke. It turns out it's actually not. That there was a very enterprising young girl who will probably be president of the world at some point, who, when marijuana was first legalized in Colorado, set up a cookie store.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
For Girl Scout cookies across the street. Oh, that's smart, don't you think?
Genius.
That's, yeah, that's American know-how. All right. Somebody once asked me this question. If you could live any place you want, where would you live? And why? And I said, well, I can and I do. I mean, I really love living here. I'm not a born and bred New Yorker, but I'm a convert. I really love living here. I love being able to travel around, but I really like living here. Although my daughter's talking about maybe living in France at some point. I mean, I live any place, but this is still home for me. So it's the place I can get around the easiest. It's the place I know how to get around. So
yeah, New York would be pretty high up on my list as
it's
well.
It's pretty. It's the most fun place to live. It's just plain terrific. All right, so let's see what other people said.
All right, Antonio says. Probably Amsterdam for the sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Well, it is sex, drugs. It has been for, I don't know, probably the better part of 100 years. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful city. People don't talk about the canals. They talk about the canals in Venice. But for me, Amsterdam is a much more vibrant city. I like Venice. Actually, I don't like Venice. I'm probably the only person who doesn't. It's just because it's 90% tourists. And any place that's mostly tourists has got a very different mentality than a vibrant, ongoing city. And Amsterdam is really a vibrant, ongoing city. I mean, it's... Plus, how tall are you, Jacob?
About 5'9".
Okay, well, I'm a little under that. I'm just under 5'9". And so, being a tall woman, the people in Denmark in Amsterdam, are in Holland, are very tall.
Okay.
So I can always buy clothes that have long enough hems. And I'm not very big. I'm just tall. So it's a good place for me to shop. So that's good. Another good reason. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, and tall people.
Clothes.
There you go. All right. What else?
We have Wendy. A cabin in Montana away from everyone with a dog and two horses.
There you go. Honey, have you ever been in Montana in the winter? it's big sky country, and I know people who live there and love it. It's just the winters are a bit fierce, but if you can get if you've got indoor plumbing and you've got a rope to get you to the barn to feed the animals, you'll probably be all right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. First of all, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. I'm glad to hear you. Got you on cable TV, so I'm really happy to find you. And just want to thank you for all the great work you've done over the years.
Thank you.
I'm trying to be concise, but I'm not quite sure if I can do that. I filed for divorce 4 years ago from my wife. It's been a long 4-year process. It's been dragged out in the courts, mostly from adjournments and stuff. We have a 14-year-old daughter who we do have temporary joint custody, just based on temporary parenting agreement. I lived in New York City for 25 years. My wife still lives in the city. And during the divorce, I was sort of forced to move out to our former weekend place in New Jersey, on a cute little cottage on a lake. And over this past couple of years, my daughter has really, really struggled with mental health issues and real trouble living with her mother. She's resorted to suicidal threats and cutting herself. She's failed school this past year. Just started high school 2 days ago in New York. Barely passed eighth grade. I've filed in New York City courts for residential custody of my daughter based on just the terrible history that she's had with her mother. These 4 years have been just hell for her. My daughter does want to live with me. You know, she's been begging my wife and me to live here. I want that desperately. My daughter and I have had a fantastic relationship since she was a baby. I've been a very hands-on father. And I would love for her to move here to New Jersey. My question is, well, first of all, it's just beyond me that the judge and my daughter's attorney have this, what I, you know, I and my attorney have sort of coined, you know, this New York City bias, where they have completely disregarded my daughter's mental health issues and the struggle that she's had, and have totally focused on this acceptance that she's had to LaGuardia High School in New York, which is, I don't know if your listeners know, it's a really great public school focused mm-hmm. on performing arts.
Performing arts,
yeah. Fortunate enough to be accepted.
Does your daughter feel with the LaGuardia acceptance that she still wants to move to New Jersey?
Yeah. Although, you know, we had in-depth discussions about it. For so long, she said she just wanted to go to a regular high school. And my wife has been pushing, since she was very young, since she was a baby almost, has been pushing my daughter into this whole performing arts thing.
You know what I would do, Joe? Let me just, why have you not petitioned the court, or your lawyer hasn't petitioned the court for a guardian ad litem, which is somebody who is... The cost of it is shared jointly by you and your wife, and to listen to your daughter, especially when she's 14. Most courts, as you point out, will listen to a 14-year-old, but in an adversarial situation, you need somebody who speaks for the child, which is what the guardian ad litem is. I'm surprised that your lawyer hasn't pushed for it.
My daughter actually does have an attorney for the child, and which I think that's what you're referring to. Now, I used to be
the guardian ad litem specifically. Essentially has stands in for the parents and sort of focuses only on what's best for the child.
Right. I'm not sure if we're speaking to the same person. I mean, she basically, you know, my daughter's attorney, basically is supposed to be her voice in court, no matter what.
Who pays her? You know, who pays your daughter's lawyer?
We have actually, you know, all of us actually have court-appointed attorneys at this point, but I spent all of my money on attorney's fees. So we are all of our representatives are, have been signed by the court. And what happened, my daughter's attorney actually substituted judgment and went against my daughter's wishes and told the judge, you know, in writing her recommendation was for my daughter to stay with her mother and go to LaGuardia. Completely ignoring all of the just amazing amount of, you know, facts that I've had.
Right. What you need to do is have your... one of the problems about dealing with a 14-year-old is, as you know, 14-year-olds are sort of not above manipulation. So I don't know what's going on here. And I think to a certain extent you probably don't either. That it very well may be that she's telling you one thing, her mother something else, and her lawyer something completely different. So what I would probably do is, I mean, the other possibility, especially we've got court-appointed lawyers, is to try for mediation, where you get everybody in the same room, including your daughter, so that she can't play you guys off. What specifically is the question to me?
I guess it's just how can I get the judge to even look at anything beyond this high school situation? I mean, it's my daughter has gone from really begging for this change of custody to, at this time, she's starting to not really, she says, I just don't want to get involved.
See, that's what I'm telling you, Joe. That's what I got to a couple seconds ago. That's what I was saying. I think she's telling you one thing and her lawyer and her mother something else. Listen, I think what you need to do is ask for, I mean, presumably her mother is not an evil person. She may not be the top of your dance card right now, but she presumably cares about her daughter. Your daughter is 14, and she's not 4, and she has someone who speaks for her. My guess is the problem is really your daughter to a certain extent, who may not be malicious, may be manipulative because what 14-year-old is not, but may also be a bit confused about what she really wants. And what everybody's telling her is that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity where she's got... you know, she's got an opportunity here to try it, and she should see what happens. In terms of, and I don't know what your living situation is such. I mean, one of the possibilities, she spends weekends with you?
Yeah. And I see her during the week.
It does seem to me that what we have here is a possibility of your daughter saying one thing to you and another to her lawyer and another to her mom. Because the whole point about having a guardian ad litem is somebody speaks for the kid. And quite often, the kid will speak for themselves. That in many cases, and I suspect New York is one of them, that they'll actually get the kid to say, what do you want?
Right. I think one pretty telling incident was there was a temporary order that my daughter would start at LaGuardia for a little bit and see how it goes.
Yeah.
My wife and I got on speakerphone together immediately after this decision, literally in the courthouse. And on speakerphone, my wife said that you're going to stay in New York and we're going to try, LaGuardia. My daughter immediately burst into tears and said, no, I want to live with Daddy. I never wanted to go to that school. From the beginning, I never wanted to go to a performing arts high school. And then, so I immediately followed up.
Listen, I'll tell you what I would do at this particular point. And again, because it's hard to know what's really going on here. And I'm not distrusting you. I'm saying that kids, I mean, think of who you were when you were 14 and if you got caught in a battle between your parents. Because that's really what it feels like to her, that she's a wishbone, and one of you has her left leg, and one of you has her right, and her head's going to pop off. If she's really unhappy at school, what I would tell her to do is go talk to the school counselor and tell the school counselor exactly that she wants to come live with her daddy, and she's having a terrible time at school, and she really hates it, because then you've got a disinterested third party who will speak for the kid.
That sounds...
But I think I would also say to... The other thing I would do... is I would sit my kid down the next time you've got her and say, look, kiddo, I'm your dad. I will love you till my dying day and beyond. And, I don't want you to feel this is a popularity contest, that LaGuardia High School is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, that lots of kids apply, very few kids get in. You can always go to a public school in New Jersey or in New York or any place else that's not so competitive. Why don't you try this and see how you feel about it? And one of the possibilities, Joe, may be for you to boom back in the city, or I don't know how far away from her you live.
It's just about an hour and 15 or so.
Well, in theory, which is a pain in the neck, she can live. There are lots of kids who commute an hour, that she could live with you and commute to the school. Or live 1 week with you and commute to school, which probably means everybody getting up very early in the morning, and 1 week with her mom. So there are lots of options here. The message I would give to my daughter is this isn't a popularity contest. Both your mom and I want what's best for you. We're not very clear about what that is, and I know you may be confused about it, and you want to please both of us. But understand that this isn't a contest, that you get both of us, ready or not. You'll never lose me. You will never lose your mom. I would love to have you here, but I would love to have you do what's best for you. And if living with your mom right now makes sense to you, then I will see you on weekends, and I will, I will come into the city and see you during the week, and that's great. And please don't feel like you've hurt my feelings. And I know this is a tough time in your life, and moms and daughters are not famous for getting along, and you and I have a great relationship, but nothing's going to change that. And if this is a school that really, this is a place that makes some sense for you to try, please don't feel that you have to please me or that you have to apologize to me or that you have to make me feel better. This isn't about me at all. This is about what works best for you.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We've got serious movies coming up for this week, and it's probably, at least one of them is probably going to knock Zootopia off the number one spot, but Zootopia, if you haven't seen it, is terrific. It's subversive, it's funny, it's smart, attention to detail is wonderful, your kids will like it, you'll like it, it's really good. So, and even Allegiant could knock it off. So, however, I think Batman v Superman may do it. All right. I guess I'll, you know what, let me do that as the last review, all right? Mia Madre is a small movie with John Turturro as the most recognizable name, about a woman who's a director in Italy, and she's trying to direct a film about student protests at the same time her mother's dying. And John Turturro is her VIP actor, who is both hitting on her and drinks too much. It's a lovely, lovely movie about... it's a woman of a certain age who clearly has not had plastic surgery and is gorgeous. And the issues about dealing with your mom and your own life and your own love life. It's a lovely movie, Mia Madre. It's subtitled Get Over It. I Saw the Light is Hank Williams' story, who lived to the ripe old age of 29 is all. And, the good news about this is Tom Hiddleston, who is wonderful, who does his own singing in this and is just plain wonderful in it. Elizabeth Olsen is also in it, Sherry Jones, Bradley Whitford. But Tom is the real revelation. He's terrific in it. But the problem is the content of the movie. First of all, he didn't have a very long life, even though it was a very productive life. And he's got the moves down, he's got the looks down, he's got... the sound down, but nothing much happens, all right, that he drinks too much, been there, done it, seen it. He messes around on his wife, been there, done it, seen it. So we needed a bit more of a plot, but get the soundtrack. And Tom Hiddleston, who knew Loki could sing? All right, April and the Extraordinary World is a lovely movie. Again, it's animation. It kind of is a mashup in some ways of Zootopia and... it's, the idea is that Marion Cotillard is a young woman whose name is April, and she's living in Paris, and all the big thinkers, the scientists keep disappearing, including her parents. And it's a lovely movie. Kids will love it because of the phantasmagorical images. There's a talking cat, and at one point she says, "I'm looking for my parents and found you," which is a boyfriend. So it's a lovely movie, and that takes a little bit of a page from Zootopia, although obviously Zootopia, they were made at the same time. But if you've already seen Zootopia and loved it, you may want to try April in the Extraordinary World. It's lovely. My Big Fat Greek Wedding, completely missable. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 tells you everything you needed to know. John Corbett is still great. Nia Vardos, please. And the idea that Rita Wilson would have an elementary school age kid, oh, please. Michael Considine is older but terrific. I still love Windex. Lainey Kazan is playing exactly the same part as is Andrea Martin. And there's somehow something vaguely offensive about this movie this time as opposed to the first time, which was charming. There was no reason to make this movie. Batman v. Superman. All right, it will be the big movie of the weekend. It's 2 hours and 37 minutes. It's too long. It's very noisy. There are lots of explosions. There are lots of fights. But for me, first of all, they said you can't tell anything about the plot. Well, for the first hour, I couldn't figure out the plot. So I wasn't going to squeal on anything. I wouldn't do it anyway. But it's completely unintelligible. I couldn't figure out what's going on. So the real question is, why would two superheroes be in a mashup against each other? The epistemology, how many times do you hear somebody talk about epistemology in Marvel comic books in the same sentence? Well, it depends how far back you go. Because original Marvel comic books were incredibly political. And we kind of have lost sight of that. But this gets back to Superman. He's an alien. And is he better than we are? And what about collateral damage? And it's a really thoughtful, interesting movie for about the first hour and a half, and then it's not. I'm not going to tell you anything that happened. First of all, it's a must-see movie for every male over the age of 10 in the country. And for women, you've got two good-looking men. We've got Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck. Ben has really bulked up on this one. You've also got Jeremy Irons in it. Amy Adams plays Lois Lane. A lot of my friends didn't like it particularly. It is very long, although they were... The theater has the newest comfortable kind of recliner chairs. Whoa, what a way to see a movie. It certainly could have been a half hour shorter, but will you get a kick out of it? Yeah. Is it silly fun? Yeah. And what I liked about it was the whole idea of two guys. You've got a bat guy and you've got a super guy. And what happens? And why do they not like each other? And why would there be you know, a smackdown between the two of them and the backstories on both of them. So that part I thought was just plain terrific. Most people, I think, will not think that's terrific. But it's, believe it or not, it's a thoughtful movie for at least a while. And then it deteriorates into what these kind of movies have become. It will be the number one movie. It will make a lot of money. You'll have a good time at it. If you were going to pick one movie to go to this weekend, what would I pick? Well, as I said, Tom Hiddleston, Loki, being able to sing is great. I would probably pick, I thought Mia Madre was wonderful, but kids are not going to tune into that. If I had to pick one movie this week other than Batman versus Superman, which is what everybody's going to see, which can't take young kids to, it's too violent, I'd probably take you to see April in the Extraordinary World. The animation is terrific. The imagination is terrific. The story is good. You're going to have to read it. But there's nothing wrong with kids reading in a movie. I mean, maybe it's the only place I'll read other than Harry Potter, right? So you can get more details. Oh, let me mention also, those of you who said, somebody asked you some email saying, did you know that your website is now a porn site? Well, apparently somebody really did hack my website. And so if you Googled it, it would take you to a porn site. So I don't know how many of you, I don't know how many new advocates I have of my website, because you can get porn there. I don't know how much longer it's going to take to clean it up. For those of you who want to see what my porn site would look like if I had one, go to drjoy.com. For the rest of you, you can go and get all the movie reviews and all the theater reviews there, and hopefully in the next day or so, for those of you who like the porn, probably the next day or so, it's going to go away. For those of you who think, my goodness, what's she doing here? And I suppose every 10-year-old boy is going to say, well, I'm going to go and see what she said about Batman versus Superman. We know what they're really going to see. I haven't done it yet. I'm not sure that I want to know what my website looks like when it's gone porn. This actually happened before. And I said to somebody, well, think of it this way. At least I'm popular enough that somebody will hack into my website,
I guess.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So you've got Batman versus Superman, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, don't bother, April the Extraordinary, I Saw the Light, and Mia Madre. So you've got a huge sort of compilation. And my guess is that this may be a good weekend to see Zootopia if you haven't already seen it. It's Easter weekend, so I don't know how many people are going to be going to the movie, but I guess we'll find out next week. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.